谢谢。
All right, well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
好，弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Good morning. I wanted to, we haven't done this in a while, and I enjoy doing it, so would you just take out your phones? And since we don't have a time to just welcome people and say hello, we have to recognize that there are so many of our brothers and sisters on this live stream right now.
我们已经很久没有这么做了，不过我现在希望大家把你们的手机拿出来，因为一直以来我们都很习惯互相握手问安。那你们弟兄姐妹也要知道，在我们这个网络连接的上面，有许许多多的弟兄姐妹在上面。
So think of someone that you really have not seen and maybe haven't even contacted, and just reach out this morning with a text and just say, good morning, I love you in the love of Christ. I miss you. I wish I could see you, but I'm glad that we're worshiping together. I'll do that too.
所以请你们想去想一个你已经很久没有联络了，或者是心里有负担的人，请你就写给他们一个简讯，向他们问候早安，跟他们叙述你对他们的思念。然后我自己现在也会这么做。
So just send out a few notes to people that you haven't reached out to in a long time.
就是对那些你已经很久没有联络的，就是对他们发个短讯。
Someone in this church that you know you've interacted with before, but send them a note.
就是我们教会的其中一个某个人，就是你。很久很久已经没有跟他联络了。
All right, well, let's say a word of prayer. Let's go to God, ask for Him to fill us and to lead us this morning.
那我们现在向神祷告，然后祈求他的灵来带领我们今天。
Heavenly Father, we want to bow our heads before you in remembrance and in honor of who you are.
天上的父啊，我们要在你面前低下我们的头来，然后呢，我们要来记得你是谁。
Lord, we gather together and we want to praise your holy name.
主啊，我们聚在一起，我们就是要来敬拜你那荣耀的名。
But Lord, we need your help. We need your Holy Spirit to lead us into that heart of worship.
但是主啊，我们需要你的灵，我们需要你的带领来带领我们如何进入到如何去神圣的去敬拜你。
Lord, we want to believe and recognize that as your children gather together in a live stream, even though we are not together physically.
主啊，我们想要相信，就是说，虽然我们是用这个现实直播的方式来敬拜你，而不是大家聚在一起来敬拜你。
We still want to trust and believe that your spirit is active and at work in all of us at this very moment.
但是我们依然想要相信那你的灵，然后你是人是很活跃的在我们中间，然后呢运行着我们。
So speak to us, Lord, this morning.
所以主啊，请你向我们说话。今天早上
，There is so much noise in the world today。
现今的社会上，世界上有太多的杂音了。
We even fill ourselves with more noise。
然后我们自己也在我们自己里面添加了很多的这种噪音。
But that is why it is such a precious prayer for us to ask that you would speak to us, O Lord.
所以我们现在祷告是多么宝贵，因为我们向你祈求，是我们想要更多的你在我们里面。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们以主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I don't know about you, but it seems that there is just so much happening in the world news today.
我不知道弟兄姐妹们是怎么想，不过现今的世界上就感觉就是有太多的事情在发生了。
And it seems like even though we're all under a lockdown,
就看起来好像我们大家都是现在都在互相隔离，在隔局。
And you would think that life maybe ought to get more simple.
然后你会想说，哇，那这样子的话，生活方面应该是越变越简单。
The news when we listen to it.Seems to indicate otherwise.
但是从我们所听到的新闻上面呢，讲的是另外一回事。
There's so much happening in the world today, and everyone seems to have an opinion.
现今的世界上发生这么多事情，然后呢，感觉上就是每个人都有很多的想法对于这些事情。
And not just any opinion, it seems as if many people have very strong opinions.
然后也不是说哦，大家就只有感想，反而是我的意思是说，大家都有一种非常强烈的一种思想，一种意见。
And so what I'm going to do this morning is I'm going to just say a few words for you.
所以我今天早上呢，我想做就是，我只讲跟你们讲几个字。
And you will know as soon as I say a word that there are very strong opinions that immediately almost fill your being, and you know that others have strong opinions about that word as well.
当我说这几个字的时候，我就知道，就看看你们是不是会马上听到以后就有一个很强烈的感受。强烈的意识，然后你也知道，其他的人对这些字上也是有很相同强烈的。
All right, here's the first word.
All right, 现在是第一个，好，现在是第一个字
，Trump，
川普。
Mm-hmm. Some of you family members are already looking at each other.
对不对？那你看，你们现在已经互相相瞪一下。
Black lives matter.
像是现在美国的这个，就是黑人生命的价值这个活动。
Okay. China，
中国大陆。
Free Hong Kong，
或者是香港的自由。
WeChat and TikTok，
然后就是大家很偏爱的两个 App，WeChat 还有 TikTok。
Quarantine,
或者是现在的，隔离。
You see, as soon as you say any of these words, it's not that opinions are wrong, but we can see that people today have some very, very strong opinions.
所以你们看，想一下，你们看，这些字勾起你们很强烈的一种意见。
And I know that even within the very closest of families,
我不是说这些意见都不对，不过你看，即使是在那最亲密的一个家庭里面，
when you try to talk about some of these topics or some other topic,
当你想要提起像我刚才举例的一些这些例子主题或者是其他的主题的时候
，the core of these different opinions，
然后这个最根本这个意见的不同
，may begin to create conflict and division in your home，
就有可能在你的自己的家里引起争纷或者是分裂。
Or an easy way to handle it at home is let's just not talk about that。
或者是还有另外一种方法，很简单，就是完全都不要讲。
Let's stay away from those type of topics.
我们提都不提这些敏感的话题。
But you know what? If the church is a family,
但是假如教会要是一个家的话
，then this happens in church too.
这同样的事情是不是也发生在教会里面呢
？Have you ever had a conflict in your heart, in your mind with another brother or sister at church before?
弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有这种经验，就是你在你的心里或脑海里头曾经跟 教会里的弟兄姊妹们有一种意见的分差分隔。
Yeah, to the point where you may not even want to interact with them.
有时严重到有的时候会导致你不想要跟这位弟兄或姐妹们有任何的互动。
You think in your mind, you know what? I don't like this, the way this person thinks and does things, and so.Whenever they're here, I'm just going to go over there.
你有没有这样子想过，就是我就是不喜欢这个某个人的想法与作为，所以呢，当他们在这里的时候，我就躲得远远的到那里去。
The way to harmony is when they're here, I'm just going to not interact with them and I'll go over here.
所以我唯一制造这种和谐相处的方法就是离得他们远远的，他们在这，我在那。
And you know what? This is so normal in the world.
你弟兄姐妹，你们看一下，这个在这个世界上面是一种很正常、很普通的处理方式。
But when we look at the Word of God, it's so fascinating because that's not supposed to be normal for the church and the people of God.
但是你们，假如我们来看神的话。这种处理方法其实是很不正常的，很不对的。
And yet this was the problem, one of the big problems that was occurring in the church at Corinth.
然后我们也看到，其实这个问题就是在我们要讲的哥林多教会里面存在了一个很大的现象，一个问题。
They were facing divisions in the church.
他们的教会正在面临这种分党分分歧的这种问题。
And today we're going to see what God has to say about that.
然后我们今天要来看神对这件事情有什么说法。
The last 2 weeks, as we gave the introduction, Paul's introduction.
所以前两个礼拜，当我们就是介绍进来。保罗的这种他如何介绍的，他如何进入这篇信的时候。
I think that's the key that unlocks everything.
那就是关键，那这个关键来解释接下来的事情。
Because remember, Paul had to tell them that even though they were a people that have started to go off track, which we all do.
就像保罗说的，他们一开始他说他们这群哥林多的人已经开始偏差到神的道上了。
He had to first take them back to who God is.
他要保罗要先把这一群人带回来，然后提醒他们神是谁。
And the pattern that we see in the Bible is.
然后我们就能看到这个
圣经里面的、这个、
圣经里面这个规这个一直以来的一个 pattern。
Pattern。方式, right? 神的方式, I don't even know, right? Is, and you got to listen really clear.
你要仔细听清楚。
The pattern is before we focus on all the things that we are to do,
这个规律就是在我们专注在我们该做的事情之前,
we have to first stand and recognize what God has done.
我们必须要先看神已经做了什么。
We have to remember before how we live for Christ.
当我们要为主而活之前，我们要记得。
We have to remember where we stand in the life of Christ.
我们要记得，我们要先省察我们自己跟神、跟耶稣这个。连结是如何?
If we are always focusing on what to do and how to live,
假如我们一直只注重要怎么去做、怎么去活,
and we never spend enough time in what Christ has done for us,
然后我们从不花时间去注意到说耶稣基督已经为我们在十字架上成就了什么,
then what difference are we than any moral religious group?
那我们与那些其他的宗教组织有什么不一样的?
In fact, I would say,
我更要说
right, that It's what Christ continually does for us that actually empowers and drives what we do.
其实是耶稣一直以来在我们身上的作为的作工，才会影响出我们生活所活出的方式跟习惯。
That's why Paul had to say, "Hey, I know you've gone off track."
所以保罗才这样说，说他说我知道你们已经偏离了。
You have a serious issue of division in the church.
然后你们教会里面有很严重的这个分党分裂的这个问题。
But before I tell you where you've gone off.
但是当我告诉你们你们已经偏到到哪里之前呢
I need to remind you what Christ is doing in you.
我必须先提醒你基督为了你们
成就了什么。 And it's only by remembering what Christ is doing in you.
唯有先记得主耶稣为你做了什么
之前。 That actually drives into your ability to live out the way that Christ wants you to live.
你才会有那个能力活出耶稣要你活出的样式。
And so now,We spent 2 weeks in that.
所以我们已经花了两个礼拜的时间在讲那个事情。
And now Paul gets down to business.
所以现在保罗就开始讲最重要精华的地方。
So turn your Bibles into 1 Corinthians.
然后，所以现在请弟兄姊妹们把圣经转翻到哥林多前书。
And we're going to look at the chunk today, chapter 10.Through 17.
我们今天要看的这些经节是第一章第十节到第十七节。
And we'll read it verse by verse and let it soak in.
然后我们一节一节的读，让这个经节沉淀到我们心里面。
Verse 10.
第十节。
I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree.And that there be no divisions among you, but that you may be united in the same mind and the same judgment.
弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people,That there is quarreling among you, my brothers and sisters.
因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来，说你们中间有纷争。
What I mean is that each of you says, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ.
我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的我是属亚波罗的我是属基法的我是属基督的
Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
基督是分开的吗保罗为你们钉了十字架吗你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗
I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius.
我感谢神除了基利斯布并该犹以外我没有给你们一个人施洗。
So that no one may say that you were baptized in my name.
免得有人说你们是奉我的名受洗。
I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know...Whether I baptize anyone else.
我也给斯提凡家施过洗，此外给别人施洗没有，我却记不清。
For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
You see,This passage, like actually many other places in the Bible, it reveals how concerned God is with the concept of divisions or splitting within the church.
弟兄姐妹，你们看，其实这篇话语，就像很多圣经里面其他的地方， 表现出神对教会里面这个分裂分党的这件事情是多么的担忧。
And I think that there is a reason why Paul hits this area first.
然后我本身更觉得有特别的原因，保罗特别选先处理这个问题。
Because out of all the other problems that they were facing,
因为在他们其他这些问题之中呢
，It flows out of this problem，
其实都是由这个问题来做起源的。
I mean, look at verse 11。
你们看一下第十一节。
He says, "It's been reported to me that there is quarreling among you."
就是有人对我提起说，你们中间有纷争。
There's quarreling among you.
你们之间有纷争在吵。
Now remember, it's been 3 years since this church was first planted.
然后记得，大家记得一下，这个教会已经成立了三年了。
Paul himself had led a whole group of the original people of the church. He spent time with them and led many of them to know Jesus.
然后保罗是花了很多时间带着这些原本的这些组员、uh-huh. 然后带领他们来信了耶稣。
But these brothers and sisters, as they led more brothers and sisters to Christ, were now quarreling.
但是这原本的这群弟兄姐妹现在带了很多其他的弟兄姐妹们来信了耶稣。
And this...
现在里面有了纷争。
And this word, 纷争, this word quarreling, the original word is really not a good word.
我们所用的这个字眼纷争呢，在原文里头是一个很反面的一个字。
The word is eris.
这个字在原文中叫 eris.
And it's not just...A small disagreement or different viewpoints.
这个字形容的不是说就是意见不同，或者是小小的不同意。
This word has something to do with something inside of you that begins to like well up and then.Outwardly manifest itself.
这个字想要去贴切形容的是从你之中有个什么，然后成长，然后慢慢慢慢的从你的外表中表现出来。
Right? It's like anything that you could think of that if it gets agitated or heated up, it starts to boil up and almost explode.
就像是有什么事情很困扰你，原本是小的，然后慢慢成长，然后呢，由心而往外这样表现出来。
The picture is that there may be a small disagreement inside that when it gets mixed with sin.
所以你们假如想象一下这个样子，就是原本一开始只是一个小小的不同意在你的里头，但是这个不同意因着你的罪，然后去添加了，因为罪的添加
，it begins to react，
然后起了化学作用的感觉。
And then when it fully reacts, it manifests itself outwardly into quarreling. That's a whole picture of quarreling.
然后尤其这个化学反应的结果就是它。很一种反面的自然的表现出来，导致这种纷争的现象。
In fact, you remember there's places in God's Word, like in Romans 1 and Galatians 5, where it actually lists sins.
你不知道大家记不记得，在罗马书第一章还有加拉太书第五章也有讲到这些有。因为罪的这个问题
，and that these sins are really nasty things.
然后这些罪是一些非常、非常可恨、非常、非常污垢的一些罪。
And that these things really should not be what is found in anyone who is in a life of being transformed by the Holy Spirit.
然后这些罪应该在我们这些。已经被神所重生的人身上不应该有看到。
This word finds itself in those lists.
然后刚才讲的那个原文的那个字呢，就是属于这些很不理想的这些罪的其中之一。
And yet I think that all of us at some point or another have found this type of situation inside of us before.
然后我也敢说我们大家每一个人曾经何时都有经历过，都能找到说这个小小的罪在我们自己本身心里。
It's a good thing that we don't see a lot of quarreling in the church.
在我们教会里面，我们没有看到很多任何纷争，所以这是一件好事。
At least I haven't seen it. Have you?
No.
Okay. All right.
至少我们两个都没看见过。
Right. But that's not to say that that thing inside is not there.
但是那不足够成为我们说那个小小的那个罪不在我们任何心里面。
Because we have all had a problem with another brother or sister in Christ.
因为我们扪心自问，我们曾经都会有对某个弟兄或姊妹们有个人的偏见。
And I want you to think about that right now. Think about that situation.
然后我想要你现在仔细想一下那个情形。
For some of you, that those names keep increasing, right? There's like, well, there's right?
有可能我们在我们在想的时候，我们先那个头脑里面想起来的名字一直在增加，手都数不清。
Because it could be simply the way that person does things.
有可能只是单单的某个人做事的方法。
It could be the way they say things.
有可能是某个人说话的方式。
Sometimes, even though you know that person's heart, it's just the way they present themselves that you're just like,
你虽然你知道这个人的内心是好的，但是往往因为他们的行为举止让你感觉特别反感。
And so whenever you think about that person,
所以每当你想到那个人的时候，
or if you have to face any interaction with them,
或者是你没有办法必须要跟这个人面对面的有交接的时候，
your natural response,
然后你很自然而然的，
is to say, no, not so much. I don't really need that.
你会自然而然的否定否决，跟他们说，哇，我其实不太需要这些事。
And so naturally, you just kind of say, you know, if that person's over there, I'm just going to stay over here.
然后你本身自然反应就说，跟你自己说，啊，那个人在那里，那我就过来躲在这里。
You see, it always starts with this little seed inside.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们要看明白，都是由这小小的这一点在心里面这一点开始。
The little seed that I will say is the seed of me.
然后这个小小的这个子，我就把它当作是叫做这个我自我的这个。
It's the little seed that says I come first.
就是这个小子，就是有一个定义，就是我优先，我自己为大。
It's a sin of self.
就是自我的这个罪。
And because of this little seed,
然后因为这个罪
，that type of viewing another brother or sister begins to create conflict inside.
因为这个罪，以至于你对某个弟兄姐妹们的特别眼光，最终造成了这种纷争的结果。
And just like any seed of sin inside,
就像其他的那种罪的种子在你心里面。
If it is left untreated or left unattended,
假如你置之不理，
it will grow.
它一定会成长。
Another picture would be as if it was a small, tiny cut.
另外一个去以那个想法，另外一种想
图画
yeah, 另外一种图画
yeah, there you go.
就是你去想一个很小的一个歌商
and we all know that if a little cut a small cut is left untreated
我们大家都知道你只要有一个微小的割痕但是呢你不去处理它
if it is left unattended
然后你完全置之不理的话
that small cutcan become infected.
那个这个伤口就有很有可能发炎。
And that infection which began as a small cut ends up being an injury to the whole body.
然后发炎原本只是一个小的割伤到最后变成的是一个很大影响全身的一种发炎的现象。
Let me tell you what, that is how sin works.
所以我跟你们很贴切的讲，罪就是这样子的运行方式。
It always starts small.
罪永远都是从小小的开始。
Oftentimes it begins with the sin of self.
然后通常都是由这个自我的这个罪开始。
And when it's left unaddressed.
然后你就不理他，你去不管他的话。
It begins to grow and get mixed and reacts.
然后他就一直自我成长，然后与其他的罪去有那些化学反应，然后继续成长。
In some people, you can hide it well inside.
有些人对于这种罪，他们很有方法，他们很能去隐藏它。
In some, it actually comes out.In the form of quarreling.
然后其他有些人呢，这个罪的表现方式就是以纷争的。
But in either cases, it exists.
不管是哪一种方式的表现，但是这种罪是存在的。
I believe that is what was happening in this church.
然后我由衷的相信，这个教会现在的问题就是这一点。
It's interesting, though. Look at verse 12.
然后其实很有意思的，你们看一下第十二节。
He says, "What I mean is that each of you says, 'I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ.'"
十二节说，我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
You know, some people think that this is actually the root of the problem.
有些学者有些人会觉得说这里就是这是问题的根本的
that they favored one leader over another
那就是这些会员们呢对于某些领导者更喜欢其他的
so they became divided
然后他们就分隔了
I kind of disagree with that
那我其实有点不同意这一种想法
I think that what we see in verse 12 is a symptom of the problem that was actually inside.
我个人觉得其实我们在十二节所看到的只是一种表现的层面那这个表现出来的是其实是那个在我们自己里面那个我的罪的表现
Because it's actually pretty natural.
因为说实在话其实很自然的说
It's natural to feel close to someone who has ministered a lot to you.
当某个人对你有很多服侍的时候其实是一种很自然的反应会对他们觉得很亲近。
I think it's also a fact that there are some personalities that minister better to some over others.
然后我也觉得这是一个很实在的现象，就是某些人的个性很适合服侍某种人。
But if that type of idea, if you take that and it begins to be mixed with sin,
但是这种我们刚才想的这个想法，这个想法，假如开始跟罪有混合的时候
especially that sin of self, me
尤其是那个自我的那个罪
then it really begins to go in that bad direction
然后就会导致这种个人喜好会往一种很不好理想的方向去走
I mean, you gotta imagine Paul spent a lot of time with a small group of them when he was planting the church
因为你们要想，就是说保罗真的花了很多时间跟这一开始的那一群小组的人在建立教会的时候花了很多时间。
I mean, he led them to Christ.
然后对啊，就是保罗是亲自带着他带领他们去信主的嘛。
And he ministered them. He was pouring into their lives.
他服侍他们，他保罗把自己完全献给这一群人。
Of course, they're naturally going to feel closer to him.
所以自然而然这一群人就会对保罗很有亲近的感觉。
But when they began to put him aboveApollos, who was their second pastor after him,
但是当哥林多教会的这一群弟兄姐妹把保罗摆在这个亚波罗、
mm-hmm.
这个亚波罗是这个教会的牧师之上的时候、
mm-hmm. He said, no, 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 don't put me on a pedestal above him.
所以保罗跟他说不要让我戴高帽子。
Because a lot of other people who probably started coming into the church and becoming Christians, they loved Apollos' preaching.
因为保罗想要表示就是后来的这群很多的这些教会的人，他们说不定很喜欢亚波罗的教导方式。
Apollos was a really gifted preacher and speaker.
其实亚波罗是一个很有天赋很有才能的一个传道者。
And so some people started to follow Apollos.
所以很多人就开始跟随亚波罗。
And then some put Cephas, who is Peter, up on a pedestal.
那有些人把基法就是彼得、
mm-hmm.
让他给戴了高帽子。
And then there was a group which is actually the hardest group.
然后最后这个就是也是最困难最麻烦的这一组呢。
Because they had the right intention.
因为他们的本意是好的。
But they were still just as off.
可是他们也是很偏的。
Because what they said was, I don't listen to any man.
因为他们所说的话是我们不听从任何人所说的话。
I only listen to Christ.
我只听基督的话。
And what they did was completely disregard God's kingdom authority and the leadership of elders that God has placed in the church.
所以他们这么样讲，就是我的表示，他们是根本就拒绝了神所给的、所传予的这种，给予的这种能力，然后在教会里面带领教会人的这些原本属神来的本。
So the church got divided.
所以教会就分离了。
And the root was something inside that was left untreated.
然后这个根源是从在每个人本身里面这个东西，然后没有去处理掉这个东西所造成的。
Brothers and sisters, could you see how this can be so real for any church?
然后弟兄姊妹，我想要问你们说，你们能够看到吗？这个其实这个问题可以在任何教会里面是很根本的问题。
Can you actually see how real this can be for any one of you?
然后你们能不能贴切的自我感觉到，这其实很有可能是我们自己本身也有的。
That even if there is the small hint of sin inside, when it's left untreated, it can grow and manifest itself this way.
当我们本身里头有一个小的罪，然后我们去忽略它，这个罪可以成长，然后可以制造出这么大的问题。
Well, I thank the Lord because in God's word, He never only shows us the problem.
然后，但是我很感谢神，因为神在他的话语里面，他从来不只是跟我们讲我们的问题。
God always brings us a solution.
主神有神永远都会，也会给我们一个解决的方法。
I think that's the beauty of God and His Word.
所以我神的话语美好就是在这里。
God's Word never only rebukes.
神的话从来不只有rebuke. 责骂。
责骂 ，okay, that works.
That works.
But God's word always restores.
但是神的话也修复。
Sorry, I threw you on that a little bit there.
A little bit.
Let's look at verse 10.
我们看第十节。
He says, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们。
When I first started reading this and dig a little deeper, I stopped right here.
当我在读这个圣经节的时候，这句话就是我在这里停止了很久的时间。
And I realized.
然后我就发现了一件事情。
What is the one relationship that is able to unite and restore all relationships?
我就在想，我就发觉。有一种关系，这个关系呢，能够去修复、弥补其他任何的一种关系。
What is the name, the only name?
有一个名字， mm-hmm. 然后这个是唯一的名字。Mm-hmm.
That can bring people of all different races and backgrounds and cultures together.
这个名字可以把不同的人种、不同的文化、不同的个性全部带到一起，结合在一起。
Because in this universe,
因为在这个宇宙里
there is only one name,
只有一个
that is big enough.
是如此的伟大，
that is glorious enough,
如此的荣耀，
that is powerful enough,
也是这样如此的有力，
to bring people of differences together,
能够将不同的人聚集在一起。
There's only one name,
只有一个名，
and that is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and 这个名就是我们主的名，耶稣基督。
That's why Paul says this.
所以保罗才这样说。
He's saying, you are brothers and sisters in his name.
他说你们是在主我们主里头所结交的弟兄姐妹。
The only reason why you share a common life is because you share a life under his name.
因为你们之间唯一有共同点的地方就是因为你们都与我他与主有共同的生命。
The only reason why you all have a relationship is because you have a relationship with him.
对，就是你们之间，为什么你们之间会有任何的关系，是因为你们大家都跟主有关系。
And your relationship to Christ is the only thing that can help your relationship with people who are so different from you.
这个你和主之间的这个关系是那一件唯一能够帮助你，是那件唯一能够帮助你解决或者是去促进你与其他人之间关系的。
But your relationship to Christ,
但是你与主耶稣基督之间的关系，
if you know that he is the Lord Jesus Christ,
然后你知道他是其实是我们的主耶稣基督，
because that's what it says, the Lord Jesus Christ,
说我们的主耶稣基督，
then your relationship to Christ means that you put yourself under your Lord.
你假如真正的懂他是主耶稣基督，那你就知道你要把你自己摆在他的下。
I don't care if you have the mentality, I will not get under anyone.
我不管你们是不是觉得自我为大，然后觉得自己是在万人之上。
But if you are a true believer in Christ,
但是你假如是真正主耶稣的信徒
，and you understand who Jesus is，
然后你真正的了解主耶稣基督是谁的话
，then as a believer， your relationship means I come under my Lord Jesus Christ。
那么你作为一个信徒，你就知道你是在他之下。
That means I submit under my Lord Jesus Christ。
那表示是我。把我自己摆上在耶稣之前。
That means I obey my Lord Jesus Christ.
那的意思就是我听从顺服我的主耶稣基督。
So that's why we can sing a song about the church.
所以我们才能在诗歌里头歌颂一个教会。
Because there's this foundation of the church that we all look to and put ourselves under.
因为教会都就是一个根基，而这个根基就是我们大家都跟从，然后我们都把我们自己摆在这个根基之下。
Mm-hmm. And that song goes, "The church's one foundation." I don't want to sing. I'd rather have John sing it. The church's one foundation is who? Is Jesus Christ, her Lord.
So, 这首诗歌就是教会的根基。然后歌词里头，我也不会去唱。等一下让江达来唱。
Yes, that's right.
就是教会唯一的根基就是我们主耶稣基督。
So number one, how does a church guard against divisions and church splits?
所以一个教会要怎么样去防范？教会本身的这个分裂或者是分党结党
Because I bet some of you have gone through church splits.
我敢打赌就是说我们弟兄姐妹们
我打赌 yeah. I don't 打赌 but yeah.
But that's what you said.
Okay, fine.
我敢肯定
yeah.
我敢肯定说弟兄姐妹们你们其中有些弟兄姐妹曾经经历过教会的分裂
When I look at John, 大哥Right?
当我看我们江大哥
I was young, but I was with him when we went through a church split, right?
那时候我还年轻，但是我跟着江大哥一同经历过以前的教会的一个分开分裂。
So how do we guard against that?
所以我们要如何去防范
？Number one, we can guard against that.
所以第一，我们可以。我们可以这么做。
When each of us,
当我们每个人
put ourselves under the lordship of Jesus Christ,
都把自己摆在耶稣的主权之下时
，You see, I love this concept that we see.
所以你们要看清楚，我现在非常非常。喜欢我们现在在讲的这个事情
Because the concept of the lordship of Jesus Christ and me putting myself under that
因为这种构想就是主耶稣基督是主然后我把我自己摆在他下面
It says that I may be a very able person
这个意思就是说我自己本身是可能是一个很有能力的人
I have many viewpoints and opinions
然后我对很多事情有各种的意见
There are many other different viewpoints and opinions here
然后我的周围也有很多不同的意见
But at the end of the day
但是在最后
When I put myself under the lordship of Jesus Christ
当我把我自己摆在耶稣基督主权之下
Then I might say
那我就可以说
Even though I will not bend the knee to anyone
虽然我不会对其他周边的人卑躬屈膝
I will bend the knee to my king
但是我会向我的王屈膝
So that I'm willing to ask him
所以我而且我愿意去寻求他的
LordAdonai, my master, my lord.
主啊，我的、
我的主，
我的管
，OK，
管治者
，OK， my king，
我的王。
Show me where I am out from under you.
请你表现，请你告诉我，我在你之下偏激到哪里
？Yes. Show me when I am not under you. I am under myself.
Oh. 当我是在靠我自己能力、不是靠你的能力的时候，请你对我显现。
Show me if there's any way in my life that I'm trying to do it my own way and I'm not under your way.
所以当我在我当我靠我自己能力 不靠你的能力的时候，请你告诉我。
So that when your Holy Spirit moves on my heart and convicts me,
所以当你的圣灵感动我，然后激使我的时候，
whenever I come across something in your word that shows me that my life is under my own lordship and not under your lordship,
当我在读圣经的时候，然后我自己醒察到我现在自己的生活是在我自己的领导之下、而不是在你的领导之下。
Oh Lord, I want to, my king, I want to confess to you.
然后你就会想，哦，我的王啊，我要对你，我要对你
认罪。
认罪。
Yes. And I am willing to bow my knee to you.
然后我对你认罪以后，我很愿意诚心的跪下来在你面前。
And you humble me.
然后你让我谦卑。
So that I can turn and go your way.
然后以致我能够回转回来，然后走在你的道上。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever bowed the knee to Jesus?
弟兄姐妹们，我需要问你们，你们有从来有没有过在主耶稣基督的之前跪下来？
Because there is only one name that is big enough for all of us to bow our knee to.
因为只有一个名，能够有那足以让我们能够屈膝在他面前。
That's why this word in verse 10, when it says, when Paul says, see, there should be no divisions among you.
所以就像第四节说，保罗是这样讲，在你们中间不可以分达。
And this word, 分达, divisions, is also a very ugly word.
And so, 所以这个分党这个字呢，是一In the original language?
Yes.
在原文中也是一个非常不好的字眼。
It's the word schizo.
这个字眼在原文是读 schizo.
It gives a picture. It's often used in the Gospels in the language of fishermen and their nets.
这个字眼在圣经里面常常是被用在当渔夫他们的渔网撕裂的时候。
That's the word. It's something that is torn or ripped apart or destroyed.
是往往是形容某一件东西被撕裂、被破损，或者是完全被毁坏掉。
And the Lord knows that because of the differences of people within His body.
然后我们的神知道。在他的身体里面，每个人与每个人的不同。
We allow the sin that's untreated to begin to rip and tear apart the relationships within the church.
然后我们这些人作为身体的组织，因为不去管我们心里面的罪。
Right.
然后让我们的教会去成有这个分裂、破坏、破碎。
And it's very natural.
而且这很自然。
And it starts with that little tiny sin of self.
然后都是从那个自我，那个小小的自我那个罪开始。
And it says, I cannot stand the way you are.
然后通常就是跟你自己讲啊，我完全没有受不了那个人。
You are so different from me.
你跟我太不一样了。
The way you think, the way you do things, I just want to tear myself so that when you're over here, I'll be over here.
就是你的想法，你的作为跟我太不一样了，所以我想要把我自己撕裂开，所以你在那边，我在这边。
And by the way, this happens in the home.
然后顺道一提，这个在家里面也常常发生。
Because I'll always remind you, brothers and sisters, that husbands and wives and children who are all believers, you are brother and sisters in Christ at home.
因为我常常跟大家提醒，在家里，丈夫、妻子、孩子们， 你们都是信徒，所以你们在家里面也是耶稣基督里头的弟兄姐妹。
That's right. And yet some of the most damaged relationships in the church are in the home.
然后在教会里面往往看到那最被破坏的那些关系呢，其实是在本身的家庭。
And it's when the husband took himself out from under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
往往都是因为丈夫。
You guys with me? Yeah.
往往都是因为丈夫把他自己在神的主导之下拿出来，让他变成自己在主导自己的时候。
And in that position, he hurts his wife.
然后当这个丈夫在自己管理自己的时候，他往往会去伤害他的妻子。
And when the wife comes out from under the lordship of Jesus Christ,
相对而言，当妻子也从神的之下偏离的时候，
what happens is that home in those relationships, you are brothers and sisters in Christ, but even at home, those nets are being torn and ripped and destroyed.
所以结果的就是这你们这一对夫妇也是耶稣基督的弟兄姐妹，在彼此之间就像这个网子一样撕裂分裂。
And this is very common in the world.
这个在我这个世界上是随处可见的一件事情。
But when people of faith are willing to come under the lordship of Jesus Christ,
但是当一个信徒很愿意自己到主的主权之下，
then Paul can say there ought to be no divisions there.
然后保罗就说这样子的话，那就不应该会有纷争分裂。
There ought to be no torn and damaged and ripped apart relationships.
这样子就不应该会有这种分裂，或者是彼此之间有这种受伤的这种关系。
In fact, he says that you may be united.
说他其实说，其实你们应该是团结在一起。
All right. 团结 or yes,
彼此相合
right? That's a Chinese. English is, in the ESV says that you may be united. In another version it says that you may be made complete.
在另外一个版本里面，他是说你们彼此互相完整的
or that you may be perfectly joined together. That's that version you just said.
或者是你能互相的完好的结合在一起。
You know what's cool?
你知道什么很棒吗？
Is that that original word is also found in the Gospels in reference to fishermen's nets.
刚刚讲的那个和好完美的字呢？ Mm-hmm.也可以在教会原本形容渔夫的这个渔网里头找到。Mm-hmm.
Because it's in reference to after nets are torn or ripped apart or destroyed.
这个字就是在形容当一个渔夫的渔网是被撕裂、被破坏、被拉扯坏掉之后呢。
The fishermen after the day would take their nets and they would sit down and take the time to mend their nets.
因为渔夫们在当他们一天结束之后，他们会把他们这些撕破的网拿下来，然后慢慢的去修补他们的网。
Mm-hmm. So this word is also mend.
对，这个字就是修补、弥补。
It's also a surgical word.
也是一种手术的一种用词。
So that when a bone is broken,
当你的骨头折断了以后，
then the doctor can reset and restore the bone together.
然后那个医生就会让你的这个帮助你把你这骨头呢重新的组合。
It's the picture of something that is supposed to be together that got fractured.
所以这字要形容就是原本是美好的东西，然后某种原因它断掉、破坏掉。
But the doctor is able toreset it and restore it back to its original state.
然后这医生能够把这个被破坏的东西，然后让它完全组装好，让它恢复到最原本完好的样式。
Which means that the picture that this text is showing us,
所以这一句这个经节要告诉我要形容给我们的事情是
is that God's people would be a people
就是说神的子民呢
who are known to have broken but now mended relationships
神的子民其实是原本是拥有那被破坏的关系但是因着神但是破坏的关系被美好被修复
God's people are known to be people who have reset and restored relationships
神的子民通常都是被认为是那种拥有那 被弥补被修复过的关系的那人
So the church, the picture is this
所以现在要想的这个图画是这样、mm-hmm.
The church is a group of peoplewho have mended, restored, and healed relationships because they put themselves under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
教会是、
You read it right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 教会是 一群因基督而有修补、恢复、治疗过的关系的人所组织在一起。
And then it says, then you can share in the same mind and same judgment.
然后更好的是你们还能够互相分享一种同样的想法同样的思想
What does that mean?
所以那个的意思是什么呢
Does that mean that we all think alike?
那个意思就像片面之的样子是说我们大家想法都完全一模一样
I'm not 100% sure about that
我并不是百分之百这样子
I mean I think that everyone should think like me
然后当他想说大家都得像他一样
我 just 你 In fact, I believe that this would be a great church if everyone just thought like Alex
Alex 他想假如大家都像他一样这个教会超棒的
Just kidding 开玩笑
No, you're not
No, yeah, yes,
no 他在开玩笑
Okay. But with all the differences that we have I don't think so
但是因为我们每个人都有都不一样所以这是不可能的事情
With all the differences within the church I actually think that there's beauty to that
我其实本身觉得这个人与人之间在我们教会每个弟兄姊妹们有不同的想法其实是一件美好的事情
But what then does it mean that we would have theSame mind.
但是这个不同，那我们有同样的思想，又是怎么样的一个的情形呢
？How can we be of the same mind?
我们要如何去拥有同样的想法
？I kept thinking of this word. What is the same mind?
我一直去思想这个，就是拥有同样的思想是什么意思
？And What the Lord brought me to was another passage in Scripture where Paul writes about the same concept.
然后神的带领就是带领我到另外一篇经文。那篇经文保罗也是在讲这样子的一种。
Where he's not just talking about unity.
就是保罗不在那里不只是讲在中合而为一的这件事情。
But he specifically says that you be of the same mind.
他在那里讲非常清楚的讲是你们的思想合而为一。
And this passage is a passage that has brought many tears to me.
然后我在读这一篇经文的时候，常常感动而流泪。
And it's in Philippians chapter 2.
然后是在腓立比书第二章。
And I struggle.And I've been brought to tears because I strive to do this, but I don't always know how.
然后为什么我有时候会流泪，然后有这种挣扎、吃力呢？就是因为我常常有的时候发觉我自己没有办法去做到这篇文章要这篇经文要做我们做的事情。
So we're going to just read the Word of God.
所以我们现在就来一起。读我们神的话
Look to see if you can find what it means to be of the same mind.
然后用尽力去寻找在这篇经文里面去找在神里头有同样的思想是在哪里
And allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
然后去让圣灵与你们 讲话。
So if there is any encouragement, verse 1 of chapter 2, Philippians. Philippians
第二章第一节。
So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy.
第二章第一节，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
Complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Okay, so what is this same mind?
所以，同样的心思，同样的思想是什么意思呢？
Look at verse 5.
请你们看第五节。
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神相等为强夺的。
But emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样子，就自己谦卑，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? You translate
that.
yeah, he answered me.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是一篇很美的文章吗？
This is the picture of having the same mind.
所以这里神的话就叙述了拥有同样的心思，同样的心是什么样的？
It's the mind of Christ.
就是以基督的心为心。
It's a willingness to humble yourself.
就是你自己愿意把自己谦卑。
Under the lordship of Christ.
谦卑在我们主耶稣基督的主权之下。
And if you can be humble before Christ.
假如你在主的面前谦卑的话，
you will naturally become humble with others.
你自然而然在别人之前你也懂得谦虚。
So number two, how does a church guard against divisions and church splits?
所以第二点，一个教会要怎如何去防止教会自己里面的分裂呢？
When each of us seek to have the mind and the heart of Christ.
当我们每个人都以基督的心为心的时候。
How many of you have ever worked on a jigsaw puzzle before?
我不知道你们大家有没有那种经验，就是玩那个拼图。
Not the small ones, like the simple ones, like there's 20 pieces.
不是那种就是20片那种简单的。
I feel good when I do those.
但是我做这种二十片的时候呢，感觉。
But have you ever worked on a puzzle with hundreds of pieces?
不过你们有没有做过那种大型的那种超过一百片的那种
？Some people enjoy that.
有些人蛮喜欢做这种事。
I've done that only a few times.
我自己本身只做过几遍而已。
But I know that when you get started, when I get started in a large jigsaw puzzle.
那我知道，就我自己本身，假如我要开始去拼的时候
，You start by taking all the pieces of the similar color and then put them in a pile.
那我通常是先把就是有相同颜色的那些片呢
，You put
摆在一摞一摞。
You start to put the dark colors over here, like dark blue over here.
那就是把那种深色的，像深蓝色的，摆在这边。
The light color ones over here.
然后浅色的摆在这边。
The design that looks similar, you put here, and another design you put here.
然后你看那个图画，那个设计有点相似的，你就会分类。
And even though it looks like your puzzle is divided up into different piles.
所以看起来就像是你的这些拼图好像是被摆在不同的组别的一摞一摞里面。
You start taking from these piles and you start to put the pieces together.
但是你会从这不同的摞中呢，开始拿一片一片来组装这个拼图。
And what began as piles of pieces that looked all divided in the beginning.
那一开始看起来就是啊，好像是一摞一摞都分开，分别的很开的。
When you finish.
不，当你在完成的时候呢
？It is a piece that is one.
但是它在完成的时候是一件
In fact,
单件。
Each individual piece is unlike any other piece of the puzzle.
然后你仔细想，其实任何一片这个拼图跟没有任何另外一片跟它相同。
They are completely different.
它们是完全不同的。
But under the design of the master designer.
但是因着这个拼图的设计家的设计之下
，Each piece has its place in the puzzle.
这每一片拼图在这整个拼图里面都有它自己的位置。
And each piece can be fitted to form the one.
然后每一片都能够与其他的结合在一起。
God did not call the people of the church to be clones of one another.
神不是神的本意，就是让教会里面的人是每个人都是其他人的复制本。
He knows that we are all different.
神知道我们每个人都不一样。
Different in a special way.
然后是一种很特别、很特别的一种不同的。
With different personalities.
不同的人格。
Qualities.
不同的的优点。
Even styles.
或者是不同的
styles.
风尚。
风
格。
风格。Right? And what we're going to see later is different spiritual gifting.
然后我们到时候以后会看到说也有很多不同的那个
恩赐，属灵的恩赐。
属灵的恩赐。
And what the world would say,
那世界上的人会说
is that you ought to be forever divided because of that.
世界上的人说，因为你有这种不同的，所以你永远不可能合在一起。
Sin would make me want to forever divide from another brother and sister.
然后罪的本身也会让我想要永远的与其他的弟兄姐妹维持不同的。
And that is what Satan wants to do.
然后，所以撒旦就很想要我们这样子去想。
But God is saying,
但是我们的神说
，I have come to save you.
我来救了你们。
And I have put you together.
我把你们组合了在一起。
You have a place here in my church.
你在我的教会里面有你的本位。
When you come under my lordship and my ways,
当你服从在我的主权之下行我的道的时候
，Your relationships that were once broken,
你在之前拥有那些的那种破碎的那种关系
，That were torn apart,
那些被撕裂的关系呢
？I will mend.
我会来帮你重新组合。
I will restore them.
我会修复完好它。
I will heal your relationships.
我会治疗治愈它。
So that in all the world,
所以在全世界上
there's only one place,
只有一个地方
because there's only one name,
因为只有一个名
where once broken relationships can be healed and mended because of the name.
只有那个名，还有在那个地方是曾经被破碎 的关系能够被重新修复完美的。
Father, we thank you for that.
然后父啊，我们向你由衷的感谢。
Lord, our hearts want to be filled with praise and thanksgiving.
我们的心里面要充满感谢，然后赞美。
Because you not only show us what's wrong.
因为你不单单只是对我们说了哪里是错的。
But you are the one who restores.
但是你是本身那个修复的那位。
Thank you that you are our only hope to restore broken relationships.
我们非常感谢你，就是我们那位唯一的盼望，那一位可以修复的。
That we may show the world that we are under the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们能够向世界上去展现我们是在这个唯一的名，这唯一的主之下。
In Jesus' name we pray.
在耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
To the message today, we'll sing our final hymn, number 215, The Church's One Foundation.
我们现在回应刚刚的那篇道，就是来唱教会独一的根基。
And everyone at home can please stand and sing along with us today.
然后希望每位在现在在家里的每位弟兄姐妹，请你站立，然后和我们一起唱。
三位一
Remain standing for our last prayer this afternoon.
请依然站立, 然后我们献上今天最后的祷告。
Father, we thank you for Jesus.
主, 天父啊, 我们感谢, 为了耶稣, 感谢你。
Thank you for the three and one.
也感谢那三, 三合而一的。
As you, Father God, as the head, Jesus as our the Son and the Holy Spirit that you did not leave us alone with.
那我们为人啊, 就是神, 天上的父, 然后耶稣就是神的子, 然后圣灵, 就是你一直, 一直留给我们的, 为献上感谢。
I'm always, it always pulls on my heartstrings when I see the words or the phrase that you sought us.
当我每次看到你来寻找我们的时候, 我的心里就像有线被拉扯一样。
Because you did everything that you could to seek us.
因为主, 因为神啊, 你为了寻找我们, 你做了一切你所能做的。
Because you gave up your most precious Jesus. To allow your son to die on the cross for us. That's how much you wanted to seek us.
甚至你让你唯一独生子耶稣基督上十字架为我们而死, 这就是你对我们的爱。
And how much you wanted to rekindle and restore this relationship that was once broken because of our sin.
也是你是如多么的愿意去修补这原本是破碎的这个关系。
So just want to just pray to you and just simply to thank you for Jesus.
所以我就是要这样向你祷告, 然后就是向你感谢, 谢谢你, 谢谢, 为了耶稣基督向你感谢。
Jesus is the Lord that loves us. Jesus is the Lord that we should be underneath Him.
那主耶稣基督是我们的主, 也是我们那唯一要在他之下的那一位。
He is the one to be worshipped. He is the one to be praised, to be lifted up high.
他是那一位要被称赞, 也是那一位要被歌颂, 然后被提到高位的那一位。
And one day, every knee will bow.
然后最终会有一天, 每一个人都要屈膝跪拜。
And call up on His name that Jesus Christ is Lord.
然后高称他, 高颂他的名,
and every knee will bow and every person will say that Jesus Christ is Lord.
每个人都会屈膝去告诉那耶基督耶稣是主。
Father, we thank you, and again we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
然后天上的父，我们感谢你这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名求。 Amen. Amen.
Service will conclude after silent prayer.
今天的聚会在默祷以后结束。